Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually have crossed over that 10-year mark. He's now in his 11th year. As a member of our Brain Trust, he is the Chief Home Officer. He's the guy who teaches us about how to be successful as a micropreneur, as a party of one, perhaps, as a home-based enterprise or wherever you may be domiciled. He's written a number of books on the topic, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, and he's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
Always Jeff, great to be with you.
Jeff, one of the things that's so exciting, but also a little bit intimidating to some people, is the way technology, the dynamics of the technological world that we have at our fingertips as small business owners. There's so much power that's been democratized and handed over incrementally, little bitty powerful bits to small business owners, to individuals.
Right.
There's so much power that we have these days with the internet and everything else, but can also be intimidating too, can it?
It can. You know, it's to say that it's developing and evolving and emerging at breakneck speed is really to underrepresent how fast it really is developing out there. You look at phones and devices and how they're just really taking off. And it's not where you need an MBA to understand or a technology degree to understand them. You just need to invest the time to come to know them. But still, whether it's that, whether it's online services, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's no longer just launch, a word processing tool and you're good to go. There's so much happening that it takes a commitment in time and a commitment in mind space for us to say, okay, I'm going to learn some of this stuff and see how it benefits me. It's not to learn every iPhone app because they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's which can help me. And then it serves to Google some of this stuff and find out what you do and how some of these things can help you. So being overwhelmed is natural, but controlling that overwhelmed emotion is key to finding our way in the new technological age.
Well, you've got, of course, our desk-based capability, which is programs on our hard drives on our desk.
Right.
You got all that processing power, all that interconnectivity on the internet, all the different applications. We've got, the social networking stratus of this, part of the whole marketplace environment. That's evolving. That's got a strong heartbeat now and is evolving. You've got the cell phones, which are become, it's really, the term is mobile now.
Right.
And those are becoming the true personal computers, aren't they?
Right, absolutely.
And so you got all that, but here, to me, here's the thing. Jeff, you and I both try to break things down to the lowest common denominator, the simplest things people can put a handle on, and so to me, for small businesses, I think there are two things to think about. Okay, which of these applications, should I focus on the most right now to help me be competitive? That's one. Number two, what do my customers want?
Right.
How do they want to be connected to me? How do they want to use my my technology? That sort of thing. I think those are the two big questions, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot of stuff out there. You can use all sorts of social media. I've turned to, for example, Facebook to create a Facebook fan page. But, I'm at about, almost about 100 and about 3 weeks since I set it up, and I'm about 100 fans. Well, obviously, there's a lot of people who don't use Facebook and or don't know about the fan page as a way to connect or to receive information from me. Okay, so what if I start, you know, getting more aggressive with the electronic magazine, with the e-zine that I just send out via email? Well, that'll reach a certain crew, but there'll be others that may not reach that. So there's a number of different ways to reach your audience out there, and so it's to know who they are and how they, as you say, how they want to be reached, where are they congregating, even if they're not in convergent circles. So you might have, you know, one group over here and one group over there, and never the two shall meet. So you have to find out how to reach them, whether it's Twitter, whether it's social media like Facebook or Twitter, or whether it's, you know, email. But then how is this stuff going to help you? You know, you reach the audience, but what tools do you need to perfect or improve your business? So you're right. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, and you need to know these things. You know, who am I? You almost need to sit and do a personal, you know, sort of personal professional analysis of who am I, what do I do, and what are my needs? It kills me, Jim, when I go online and I go to use some new application. For example, there's one called, I think it's called, from a company called T-Sheets, and it's a timesheet, you know, online. It's a little clock that pops up on your screen so you can keep track. And I drop down the menu to see what the categories are because they want to do a little survey. It's free, so they want a little information from me. That's okay. They don't have, you know, communications. They don't have marketing consultant. They don't have consultant in there. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know their potential audience, so it's important for us all.
They don't know the landscape of the marketplace today.
Absolutely.
The modern landscape. Well, you know, it just seems to me, what I worry about, Jeff, is that small business owners, you know, just Main Street businesses out there, just the bedrock of our economy, are out there. They're reading the magazines. They're watching television. They're listening to you and me and shows, you know, around, other types of shows around, and they hear all this stuff that's being reported on. They hear all this social media stuff and they hear about all this new technology and the enormity of it all. And aggregating all of that information makes them feel that I'm so far behind. How can I ever catch up? when it's just like, to me, this, the decision about what, how to use this, is just like when I tell them that the phone book is not your prospect list.
Right.
Don't worry about what the world is doing. Identify what your company, how your company can best use these to seek efficiencies.
Right.
To leverage the your whatever resources you have better. But the most important thing, it seems to me, is what do your customers want? And the only way to, and so folks, if you want to simplify your life, if you want to simplify your life and you want to make sure that you're doing the closest to the best use of these applications, ask your customers. And this is one thing that hasn't changed for millennia. Your customers have the answers to your success in their head. Ask them. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Does anybody really know what time it is? Little Booker T and the MGs, this is Time is Tight. One of the great instrumental pieces of all time. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. A Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget, in the bottom section, the bottom middle of the features section of my homepage, right there on the homepage, there's a link to a webinar I'm doing later today called Connecting with Customers, Future of Connecting with Customers, with Joel Barker and Debbie Kennedy. So check that out, folks. It's a free webinar, and check it out, and I think you'll like it. Don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. It's we built it just for you. And, of course, Jeffrey Zabar's information is, he has an incredible body of work with us. He's deposited with us over the years on all the different things that we do, including the knowledge base, AskJim.biz. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey, talk to us about how we can find you online.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. They can find your books there, too, can't they?
They can find my books, all sorts of information, links to all my social media,
right,
all the ways that I hope that they want to connect with me.
You know, Jeff, the have you watched Mad Men? The show on AMC.
I'm not a regular watcher.
Okay, well it's about an ad agency,
right?
In the early '60s, and it's almost comical. It's pretty accurate. I mean, some of the stuff that's in there is a little you know, Hollywoody, but the way they go about business is pretty accurate, I think.
Right.
And it's almost comical though to see the pace of business in those days. And I'm a little nostalgic for it. I mean, I wasn't in business in those days, but I'm nostalgic, Jeff, for when business was slower.
Right.
When the marketplace moved a little slower. Because now the pace of the marketplace is almost frantic with all the new stuff, all the new capability. And so the only way, it seems to me, to really survive and thrive without creating a casualty list is to do a triage. I mean, you know, just look around you and say, okay, what should I really be working on? And what should I let go and get over? What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it starts it doesn't start necessarily with anything except for a look at your customer base, who they are, where they've evolved to. One of the things I wrote on, for example, my Facebook fan page this week is to say, are you evolving? Where, you know, 10 years ago, I'm a different writer than... writing in a different category than I do today.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not, quote, evolved, unquote, I would not be in that place. I would have still been a journalist who would have been out of work looking for work like so many other journalists, or working for pittance.
Yeah.
Because the market has changed so dramatically in the past 3 to 5 years. Have you looked at yourself and your business and your customers mm-hmm. lately to see how they have evolved, and have you evolved along with them? Do you know where your market is going? Are you leading the market? Are you following the market?
The thing is, I wrote a piece several years ago. In fact, it's one of the chapters in my first book titled Reinvention or Extinction, the choice is yours.
Right.
But the thing is a lot of people think, well, and the reason why a lot of people have such a hard time is they wait too long to make adjustments, and then it's this full tilt, cataclysmic, you know, thermonuclear shock to the system.
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, why don't I make a little adjustment here, a little adjustment there, and over time, over a 5 or 10 year period, and that's exactly what you've done.
Right.
You've done that exact thing. I've watched you, and you've gone from being what you were 10 years ago to what you are today without any kind of cataclysmic lurches or anything.
Right.
You just made little adjustments along the way, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And that's what we've all got to do.
I don't live well with cataclysmic lurches. I have 3 kids, a dog, a wife, a mortgage.
I think that's a new term I've just coined.
That's a great line, you know. I think that one of the things, that it's the tweak. You know, and there's a couple lines, you know, as a writer, the writers in us would look at these and say, wow, there's a column on the tweak. There's a column on the cataclysmic lurch.
Right.
And tweaks are good. Tweaks imbue that subtle change mm-hmm. that you need to make in your life and your work. Because, you know, again, what is the alternative? To look up 10 years later and say, you know, where are my people? I am their leader. They have left me, you know.
Well, I have to find them. But, you know, and this is exactly everything we're saying, folks, here fits perfectly, in my opinion, Jeff, with the adoption of technology.
Right.
New technologies.
Absolutely. And they can help you. Okay, so you go out and you get a BlackBerry, or you get an iPhone, or you get a Samsung, or you get whatever the phone is that you get. And then you learn how it works with the technology that you use. You spend some time exploring it. You spend some time learning. You go online and you go to YouTube and you look at videos on how to use my iPhone. I guarantee you there's 1,000 videos out there on how to use. When I want to learn new things on the drums, I go to YouTube. When I want to learn how to use software, I go to YouTube. You want to learn how to use a phone, you go to YouTube. You grab pieces of technology, not all at once,
mm-hmm.
but you learn what they can do for you. And once you've learned that, then you learn how do I sync it.
And I'll tell you something else, Jeff, as we wrap up our visit. You've got employees who probably are a lot more savvy about these things than you are. If there's ever been a better time, I don't think there's ever been a better time, Jeff, to bring your employees in to help you guide your company in the way it should go with regard to technology.
Absolutely.
More than ever before. They know things that you don't know, and you can't keep up with all of it. You can't learn all of it.
Right.
So use your employees on this. Jeffrey, give us that website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Hey, Jeff, for all you do for so many, thanks for it.
Jim, as always, thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. We're going to talk about some really exciting companies with our good friend Carl Lavin with Forbes. Stay with us.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.